Many immigrants like to come to America because that's what immigrants do. Immigrants come because God blessed America first and then ran out of time. Latin America, you see, is not blessed. We felt sorry for them, so we lent them our name. At the prime rate, of course. Immigrants also come for jobs. In the last 6 years, we have created so many jobs, almost as many jobs as we've eliminated. So the Mexicans are coming over here and taking away our Mexicans' jobs. That's because there aren't any jobs in Mexico. We tried to help by using science. Admittedly, science is just a theory. But we learned from science that corn can be rather easily converted into a common Mexican product known as maize. By replacing maize with corn, we were able to give the Mexican farmer a chance to go to the city and stay there. But the city is a place for shopping, not working. So then they came here. These are the children of NAFTA. 12 million people now want amnesty, just because we destroyed their economies. In a way, it's a good thing they're here. They can take the jobs traditional Americans abandon as they move into exciting and creative fields like hamburger engineering. People were tired of the straitjacket of secure positions with the tyranny of pensions and so forth. But if they want to participate in the new, vibrant economy, if immigrants want to have two or three jobs like everyone else, they must stop demanding luxuries like multi-walled dwellings, post-nursery education, post-breakfast meals. These are the kinds of demands that weaken our economy and cause us to export jobs. We have already sent some jobs to Malaysia. Those who know their Spanish know Malaysia. That's bad Asia. If you want the Mexicans to go and take jobs away from the bad Asians, you've really got some cojones. For those who don't know Spanish, that means chutzpah. This has been George Shrub, sharing my point of view with you, so you won't need your own.